It's now time for a Castle Country Focus, and joining me over the phone, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you doing today?
You know, it's a beautiful day here in our happy little community. It's almost Christmas time, my favorite time of the year.
It is. It's getting really close. Are you ready for Christmas?
I am. I'm ready for Christmas. You know, this is a fun time of year at the Wood household because everything happens at once for us. My wife's birthday and my birthday are this week, and then Christmas is next week, and it all is all in one time. It's just a big festival. We love it. So,
yeah, that's always a really fun time of the year, especially right now with the weather starting to kind of get a little snowy out there. You know, you kind of have to have snow this week, right?
And it's coming, I think. I think we're going to get hit with some good snow. I think we'll have a white Christmas. I'm going to predict it.
You're going to predict it. All right, then it's got to happen. Well, Sheriff, this time of the year also brings as much joy as it brings. It also brings some things that are not so great. And I feel like every year around this same exact time, we have an abundance of scams that go along.
You know, it is. It's that time of year the predators prey on the goodwill of humanity, and you just have to be careful right now. See a lot of the usual scams. You'll get those phone calls, and they'll tell you that your Social Security number is on hold, or they're gonna send out someone to arrest you, or something like that. Always, that's a telltale sign of a scam. And you know, if you're suspect of anything, I had one of my neighbors stop by the office yesterday with something they got in the mail. It actually was not a scam. It was a shady business dealing, but it wasn't a scam. But, you know, if you're suspect, contact your local law enforcement. Contact your bank. Banking institutions are up on the latest and greatest of the scams always. And don't do anything until you ask, because there's never a hurry. They'll try to convince you that there's urgency, but there never is.
Right, for sure.
You'll have time to ask questions, and honestly, 99% of the time it's a scam, and sadly, they're not even in our country. We generally can't find these people. They're in Zimbabwe or somewhere. So yeah, just be careful with your money. And if you're going to donate to charities, which I think is great, choose a local charity and choose a charity that you know.
Right.
You know, that way you know where your money is going and you know that it's going to a good cause.
For sure. And you know, Sheriff, I think one of the big things to kind of point out and remind people of, because they might not realize this, is if there is indeed someone on the phone claiming that if you do not pay them immediately, they will send the police to arrest you, that's not something that you would do as law enforcement.
Never. Never, never, never. We would never call you and announce that we're coming to arrest you. I mean, that is so unethical and dangerous. I mean, we would never put our officers in harm's way like that. And we'd never do that to you either. We wouldn't threaten you like that. It would be something that if we were looking for you, you would be met in person, and we would deal with it that way.
Right. So don't let that be a scare tactic that they try to do to convince you to pay them, because that is definitely something that obviously has worked for them in the past, so they will continue to do that, and it does scare people. I mean, if I'm told that the police are going to come and arrest me if I don't pay X amount of dollars, that is a very scary thing to be told. So don't fall victim to that. And Sheriff, if somebody does receive a phone call like this and they do question the legitimacy of it, they can always call you. They can call their banking institution. There's many routes to go.
You betcha. Yeah, and like I say, don't fall prey to the pressure of the urgency of something like that. It's never, nothing legitimate is that fast. There's always time that you can research and figure out if it's a real thing or not. So that's the other thing I like to tell people. And you know, any time that they want you to pay with strange means like Walmart gift cards or Apple cards or anything like that, that's telltale evidence of a scam. And you know, and there's all kinds of crazy things that they'll try to get you to do, you know, or if they want to give you money to receive money, you know, hey, I'll give you $10,000, all you gotta do is mail me $300 so I can mail it to you.
Right.
Definitely a scam.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you calling in and giving us an update on all these different things that are going on throughout the community and just kind of keeping us in the loop. And it's always nice to receive reminders like that. So you know, we all know these things, but if it's been a while since you've had to deal with it, it's easy to forget how quickly things can escalate. And next thing you know, you're out who knows how much money because you've fallen victim to a scam.
You know, and this time of year is when people are generous and they feel like they want to help their fellow neighbor, and I would say that's awesome, but make sure that you're helping your fellow neighbor and you're not feeding some greedy criminal that's just trying to scam you out of your money. And you know, I want to tell everyone I appreciate our community. I've just come off of quarantine. I've been in quarantine for 13 days with COVID. And the community, the outpour of support is just amazing. I love the community we live in. First time I've missed the light parade in forever because I couldn't get out and enjoy that stuff. But be careful, be safe, and everyone have a Merry Christmas and start off 2020 with a bang. I think we got a good year coming ahead. So
I sure hope so. Well, Sheriff, as always, thank you so much for calling in, and enjoy your holiday break. I know that we all enjoy that, but, you know, we also have to remember law enforcement is still out. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, they are still out there working, doing their jobs. So, you know, they don't get the luxury of taking a couple days off like we do. So we definitely, if we see them, you know, wave to them. Tell them Merry Christmas, because they definitely appreciate it, and we appreciate everything that they do.
Yes, they do this. This is a labor of love. They don't get paid a lot of money to be in law enforcement. They do it because they care about the people in the community, and they're doing what they enjoy doing, and it's greatly appreciated when they get a wave or a little Merry Christmas wish. It's amazing. So
for sure,
we'd appreciate that, and we'll be safe, and we'll keep you safe. If you need us, call us.
For sure. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. To hear this interview in its entirety, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.